This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Yeah, I was watching this little raccoon. Apparently, there's this little baby raccoon in St. Paul, Minnesota, that decided to climb a tall building and kept climbing. I think the raccoon was spotted more than 20 stories above street level. And people were freaking out that this little baby raccoon was going to drop to its death. Is it like a 25-story building? I'm not sure. So it was dubbed the NPR raccoon on Twitter. And apparently a lot of observers were breathless watching it as it scampered, scaled, and explored its new habitat. And I'm looking, it's looking through the window. And a lot of these high-rises, they don't have windows that you can open. And if you do open a window, you can kind of scare the little, you know, guy and, you know, he could jump or whatever. So people didn't know what to do. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, apparently this is cute, you know, he kind of put a positive spin on this. He said proof that even a raccoon knew that Minnesota's capital is a great place to reach for higher heights. That's kind of cute. So good for St. Paul Mayor. Anyway, so obviously a local Good Samaritan, roughly 2,000 stories below the raccoon, tried to catch him. One wanted to go out onto the building, out onto the ledge to try to get the little raccoon. Do not put your life at risk for a raccoon, please. But apparently the raccoon did reach the roof overnight, grabbed a snack of soft cat food, and then trapped in one of the cages that was laid for it out there. And then it is now, I guess, safe. So apparently Tad Venzer of St. Paul Pioneer Press reports that the building's management hired the local wildlife management services to trap the raccoon. And I don't know why it took so long. I mean, you would think, I have cats. And, you know, my cats have claws. I would throw down one of those, I forget what they're called. They're not ropes, but they're kind of like sock-like material that they could latch onto. And what I would have done is I would have used a safety net. I would have had a net, and I would have put it under the cat, let the cat claw on something with a whole bunch of catnip, and then just nudge his little tushy into the net, and then pull him up with the net. That's what I would do. And then have a big trampoline on the ground. I really like trampolines. I think we underutilize trampolines next to buildings. In fact, I think we should just have trampolines next to buildings all the time, especially since people like to throw themselves out of buildings. I really dig the whole trampoline concept. You know, anytime you fall in a movie, you know, you're thinking, oh, man, hopefully there's a trampoline, and then there usually is. There's something, some awning or something that some, you know, in New York they have a lot of awnings, you know, make them really, really taut. Put a little of that bouncy latex material. I just think it's a good move. So anyway, Mr. Raccoon is happy. And again, not sure what he was doing, probably looking for food. He was stranded there for a couple days. And now he's getting his cuddlies and he's getting his little tummy scratched. And pretty excited little bugger. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, ADHD drugs may be making kids more obese. They think what could be happening is these medications that may act like speed screws up their metabolism. And 1/3 of American children are obese, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some kids will swallow these little baby batteries. You know, these little baby button batteries? And researchers are saying one of the best things to do is to chase it with some honey. because within hours, that little battery is going to corrode into the esophagus. And honey may protect you. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how now people are ripping on the heroes versus the bad guys in these cartoons, like Shrek, Despicable Me, Finding Nemo, saying that they are all guilty of negative skin stereotypes. Why are the heroes of perfect skin and all pretty, and the bad guys aren't? Although Shrek is a good guy, and a lot of my family members look like Shrek. They do. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. They just look like Shrek, you know? So apparently Hollywood may now have to be more politically correct when it comes to making a bad guy. By the way, or bad girl, I've been watching Fauda on Netflix. It's a phenomenal show. And what's interesting is right now there's two brothers who I believe one is a part of ISIS and the other one hasn't been recruited yet. And I'm a part of that. I don't want to go too much into the season, so because I don't want to give you guys any give you guys any spoilers if you're watching. It's on Netflix. It's a fabulous series. And I love watching, like, you know, series like, you know, Game of Thrones or Boardwalk Empires. I think it's cool. It's like, you know, soap operas and stuff. But anyway, both these brothers are very good looking. Beautiful skin. They're gorgeous. Gorgeous kids. And I think Hollywood is, you know, making the quote-unquote ISIS terrorists, if that's supposed to be the quote-unquote bad guy, I don't think Hollywood is having an issue, even though this is kind of made in Israel Hollywood. So Israel Hollywood isn't as, you know, probably politically correct as America Hollywood. But here they have, you know, the quote-unquote, in fact, actually, most of the bad guys are gorgeous. And isn't the next Mission Impossible the bad guy supposed to be the gorgeous guy from Count of Monte Cristo and Superman? Yeah, he's gorgeous. So I don't know what to talk about. Bad guys or bad girls, they've made them pretty. So anyway, they're making a big deal about that. Then apparently California is suing two companies because they found dangerous levels of lead in toddler formula. And some of you may be more prone to cheating on your partner because of your personality. We'll talk about the personality traits that can unfortunately make you more prone to cheating. And speaking of being sued, there's another opioid lawsuit right now in Massachusetts. OxyContin is really getting it from all ends. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DELI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't think you guys are going to like this survey. It looks at what men prefer in terms of women. And I believe what women prefer in terms of men. And this was a poll taken in the U.S. and Europe by Superdrug Online Doctor about their ideal hypothetical romantic partner, and found that in general, men are looking for, well, duh, ladies who are thinner than average and considerably younger. I'm screwed. I got a birthday coming up on Saturday. I am so screwed. Meanwhile, women tend to want men who are taller than average. with over half wishing for a guy who is 6 feet or taller. Now, what are we supposed to do with this? I can't make myself younger. You can't make yourself taller. So, yeah, let's get it on. I know. I don't know what we're supposed to do with this. So here we go. 47% of the men said their ideal partner is below average weight. More than half of women said their ideal partner is average weight. Yeah, women don't like super skinny guys. They don't. They may not want obese, but we want to know that men have more girth than us. For me, the guy always has to be bigger than me. He has to be taller than me. He has to be bigger than me. So if I gain weight, he's going to have to gain weight. They say 77% of women said their ideal partner is above average height. I could not date somebody shorter than me. I just couldn't. Now, I'm 5'6". Well, now I've dropped down to 5'5.5". You start to lose your height because the discs in your back start to dry out. So I've already lost a half an inch in height. And so for me, you know, if it was a shorter guy, like when I was in high school, because all the guys were shorter until they sprouted up, I didn't like feeling big. I wanted to feel like being smaller. And that's just for me. I can't speak for all women. Some women like shorter men, but the majority of us like to feel like he is from an instinctive animalistic caveman, you know, thinking, you know, we want to know that he could protect us. He could empower us. He could defend us. That's what women may be looking for. So then why would a man want a skinnier woman? Well, because that's what society wants. In the olden days, if you had a little bit more tush, guys like that. But now, it's all about how does everybody else perceive? So men are going to say, I want my woman looking like a supermodel. But it's very interesting because men don't want super skinny women. They want to feel some booty. They want to feel breasts. They want some sort of, you know, shape to them. And you have a lot of men out there that actually like bigger booties, bigger tushies. That has been my only saving grace in the dating world. I've never let anybody see it. I always had it covered up with long skirts and loose pants and loose shirts. I never let anybody see it. I didn't like wearing tight pants because I thought my butt was too big. But from what I understand, that was about the only thing that was really going for me. They say half of women said their ideal partner has above average muscle mass compared to only 21% of men. So we don't need you being Mr. Universe or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper. We don't need that. What we do need is to know that, again, you could protect us. Now, for me, it's really important that any man I'm with can kill a spider if there's a spider in the house. So you could be buff. You could be tall. You could look like a formidable force to a terrorist cell. But if you can't kill a spider because you're scared of spiders, you're out. Not working. What about athleticism? 49% of women and 45% of men said their ideal partner has above average athleticism. Not meaning the ideal partner that they have, but in their head, their ideal partner. You guys remember Total Recall years ago with Schwarzenegger? The old Total Recall in the 90s, right? He didn't want the bleach blonde supermodel Barbie type look. He wanted somebody athletic. And some guys are really, really into that, you know, or partners are really, really into that. They would rather know that rather than you being beautiful and just kind of stiff and not able to do much or whatever, you being more athletic and fun. They do. Guys like that. That's why a lot of women wear gym clothes. You know, a lot of you guys are like, I don't get it. You know, why are women wearing the high heels and the sexy dresses and all that? The women out there on the hunt wear workout clothes and sexy workout clothes because they know that guys are into, or other people, partners, are into athleticism. So I find that very, very fascinating. They say on average, a woman's ideal partner is about a half a year older, whereas a men's ideal partner is 5 years younger. So women don't want you that much older, they say, And don't want you younger. I want to do well with a younger guy. You know, again, because I need to feel, that's just my insecurity. I need to feel smaller. I need to feel more dainty. I need to feel younger next to you. That's just the way it is. You know, everyone's like, oh, man, you can now be a cougar. You know, you're middle-aged and you're in your 40s. Are you? No. Why would I want to date somebody? I could be their mother. No, no, no. Do I like older men? Yeah. Like Viggo Mortensen? He's sexy. I love older men. They're so wise, right? They've figured it out. I love older men. My husband is 2 years older. It's perfect. You know? It's absolutely perfect for me. So that works out. So, when asked to describe their ideal partner by weight, almost, okay, we talked about that. We talked about that. So how many inches a half woman want their, okay, so yeah, 6 foot tall. Sorry, can't do that. 50% of women said their ideal partner is 6 feet or taller. Now, men are getting taller. Men have been getting taller now for decades. We don't know if it's the hormones and the food, but, you know, you look around, if somebody time traveled back to the 1940s and they looked at the guy, they'd be like, wow, you know, you guys are like monsters. We have, you know, within two generations become a lot taller. So now there's an expectation of a man 6 foot. See, I never expected when I was growing up that I would have a 6 foot tall man. I just thought that was too tall for my reach. I always thought I'd be with somebody 5'10" because the average guy height was about 5'9", 5'10". So I was going for 5'10". So it's fascinating. They say the average ideal partner for men height is 5'8" for women. The average ideal partner's height is 5'8" for women and 5'5" men. Okay, so men want a woman who's 5'5". Sorry, I'm 5'5 and a half. All right, now what about haircuts? All right, and shaving. They say 22% really don't care whether you have beard, mustache, what. 30% want clean-shaven men. I like clean-shaven. I like to see your face. 25% like stubble. Yeah, I think that's sexy. I could go for some stubble. Michael Fassbender has some stubble. I think that's sexy. 12% like a beard. 8% like a beard and mustache. And 3% like a mustache. Now, what's very fascinating about this is, again, back in caveman days, a man with more body hair had more testosterone, would ward off more animals, would ward off more enemies. Now, women want the feminization of men. Women think men like Justin Bieber or Ricky Martin or who's a very, or like, you know, Brad Pitt. They like feminized men because they're less of a threat. They're more accessible and they think they're more sensitive. So I find that fascinating that the more facial hair, the more that does you in. Now, 80% of French respondents prefer men with facial hair compared to more than half of Italians who like clean shaven. So that was interesting. And then, women. What words do they want to describe their partner? So, they want funny. They want smart, tall, kind, nice, handsome, honest, caring. Honest was less than funny. 42.6% wanted their man funny or humorous. But only 8.7% wanted them honest. Something's wrong with that. Caring, dark, athletic, loving, strong, good, loyal. Only 4.1% wanted loyal. Attractive, and then masculine was at the bottom of the list. 3.9%. But get this, with women. The majority of men wanted their woman funny or humorous. 31.6%. Then smart, then kind, then cute, beautiful, blonde, tall, pretty, short, athletic, fun, sexy, attractive, friendly, but honest was at 3.4%. Nobody cares about honesty anymore. What's wrong with you guys? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The reviews continue to roll in on President Trump's summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying,
"The president needed to disrupt the status quo, and the president has disrupted the status quo. He should be applauded for doing that."
However, some point out the joint statement signed by both of the leaders after their summit made no explicit mention of complete denuclearization, yet President Trump has made concessions like ending joint military drills with South Korea. A Senate Democrat says,
"This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States."
That's Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC. In the U.S. House today, members are moving forward on dozens of bills aimed at curbing the deadly opioid epidemic. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, a new study from the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia says if you accidentally swallow a battery or one of your kids swallows a button battery, to chase it with some honey. Now, there's some caveats that we're going to talk about, but why would this work? So, first, these little baby button batteries, these little cute little, I don't know how you would describe them. They're these little baby shiny batteries that look like little buttons. They're lithium, right? Well, when you swallow it, your saliva starts to react with it immediately. Not to mention what's coating along the esophagus. And what ends up happening is you start to make a new solution. It's a hydroxy-rich alkaline solution. So something very, very basic. Remember your acids and your bases. And if you remember, base solutions could be just as corrosive, if not worse, than acidic solutions. And so what ends up happening is these batteries will sit in the esophagus. They may get stuck. And once they make this basic solution, which can happen almost instantly, it starts to corrode through the esophagus. So a little baby button battery starts to make a hole in your feeding tube, your gullet. It could also spread into the trachea, vocal cords, wherever it gets stuck. Could invade into the lungs. Could even destroy the blood vessels. Remember we talked about that woman with the IUD yesterday? Where all of a sudden it like traveled into the stomach and into the liver. These metallic things know how to break through walls. And it might be your body causing it too. Your body's trying to wall it off. So your body's trying to wall it off and accidentally pushes it into another area. So within 2 hours, we're talking 120 minutes, it can already erode into the esophagus. So children who end up unfortunately swallowing these things may at first present with a sore throat, maybe a cough, maybe a fever, difficulty swallowing. They may later then have difficulty breathing. They may start to bleed internally and then unfortunately die. Now, I wrote about this on my website. Go to drdahlia.com. I even show a picture of a kid having one of these button batteries stuck in his esophagus. And in the x-ray, you can't see the perforation, but I'm sure on CT you could see some of the air that probably got into some of the interstitial spaces because it started to break through from the esophagus, and there's air in the GI tract. Now, researchers have found, though, if you drink honey right after you ingest the button battery, it will coat the area, provide a protective barrier, and it will neutralize that harsh alkaline basic solution. Now, researchers tried a bunch of different liquids, soda, juice, but they found honey and sucralfate to work the best. Now, sucralfate I used when I was an ER doc. I liked that a lot. It would coat the stomach for people who had really bad gastritis. Sucralfate's kind of an old-time medicine, and it works really, really well. But many people don't have that at home. So, according to Science Daily, study author Ian Jacobs, who is director of the Center of Pediatric Airway Disorders and a pediatric otolaryngologist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP, says button batteries are ingested by children more than 2,500 times a year in the U.S. So this is happening 2,500 times a year. More than a 12-fold increase in fatal outcomes in the last decade compared to the prior decade. You can die from this. He continues that a recommendation would be for parents and caregivers to give honey at regular intervals before a child is able to reach a hospital, while clinicians in a hospital setting can use sucralfate before removing the battery. So, you see, it's not so much that these kids are aspirating and choking on it where it's getting into the lungs. They're swallowing and it's going down the right tube, but because of its size and because of its nature, you know, and you know, metal component, it starts to react with the saliva and burn through. So you could give your kid honey, keep on giving it teaspoons of honey while you're waiting for the kid to get to the hospital. And that may slow down the damage. It's a brilliant idea. The only problem is if you're allergic to honey or sucralfate, this won't work. If you already suspect that it's 2 hours old and the esophagus could be perforated, don't be them giving honey. They said if the kid is under one, we can't, because of botulism risk, we don't give honey to infants under one. So, we can't, you know, so I hate telling people to do things on their own, because I could see somebody go, you know what, I get off work in an hour, so just keep giving the kid honey, and then when I come home from work, pending that the subway, you know, is going to come in on time, then I could take, no. That kid's got to go to the hospital right away. So anyway, I have an article on this. Feel free to check it out. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm having some issues here. My mouse, I really need a right-handed mouse. For some reason, my mouse is not right-handed. All right. World Cup 2026 is going to be in North America. U.S., Mexico, Canada bid was chosen as host. There's been a lot of political tension between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. But in 8 years, the three countries are going to unite to host one of the world's biggest sporting spectacles. So, at a FIFA, is it FIFA or FIFA? Foofy. Association member vote in Moscow on Wednesday, the joint North American bid won the right to host the 2026 World Cup, comfortably beating rivals in Morocco in the vote. This is going to be the first time the World Cup will be shared by three host nations, but since the unified bid was announced in April 2017, they say political relationships between the U.S. and the co-hosts have been touchy. Well, yeah, you know, and maybe Trump gets credit for that. He wants a wall. He wants to change the way things are being taxed and tariffed, and I don't blame him. It's time somebody kind of, you know. Apparently, Donald Trump called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau meek and mild in a tweet over a tariff dispute following the G7 meeting earlier this month. Tariffs imposed on Mexico, along with plans for the border, has also ruffled some feathers. So after the announcement, Trump tweeted, the U.S., together with Mexico and Canada, just got the World Cup. Congratulations, a great deal of hard work. So the United bid promises to bring all three nations closer together. Maybe this is coming at a perfect time for what will be the largest edition of the tournament to date. 48 countries are going to compete. It's going to be very lucrative. North America's bid revenue forecast was $14.3 billion, with a record profit of $11 billion for FIFA. Is it FIFA or FIFA? Anyway, so hosting the World Cup is going to be huge. I guess the last time the U.S. hosted a men's World Cup was in 1994, and Mexico in 1986. Canada has never previously hosted the World Cup matches, but it did stage a women's World Cup. So I like that. Remember, I live in Vegas. Here we are hosting some amazing hockey. Now we're going to be hosting the Raiders. It's pretty cool. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a lot of results coming in with the primary election. I'm not sure how it went with Maine. You know how Maine did kind of a different sort of polling where whoever, if somebody didn't get over 56% of the vote, then they're going back and they're going to re-poll. I'm not sure what's happening there. But Adam Laxalt is going to be up against Steve Sisolak in Nevada, running for governor. Senator Dean Heller run his Republican primary, which we are pretty well aware of. He is going to be up against Jackie Rosen, Democrat. Danny Tarkanian is going to be up for congressional district. I know Danny and his wife, amazing family, love them. So some pretty exciting stuff. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is an email I received when I was in New York at Talkers. Keon writes, Doc, my supervisor referred me to HR because I, this is really interesting, guys. My supervisor referred me to HR, he says, because I asked if one of my coworkers was mulatto. She's black but light and beautiful, but they won't tell me why I have to meet with HR. Is mulatto a bad word? What resource is there for us to look up what ethnic terms are okay to say or not? They won't tell me anything. I'm scared. And he, you know, talks about, you know, a few other things. But I want to just stop at that point. You know, it's very interesting. I haven't heard the term mulatto since I remember that term in the 70s and 80s. The definition, I looked it up. It's a person of mixed white and black ancestry, especially a person with one white and one black parent. And, yeah, that's a term you don't hear anymore. I don't know if it's one of the bad terms to say or not. What they're saying now, if we want to use the vernacular of today, would be mixed race. People say, you know, are you, but you know what? Maybe that's why you're going to HR. Maybe it's just because race was brought up. You know, I'm just as confused as you are. And actually, I don't know, somebody could probably make a lot of money coming up with a book on exactly what is okay to say and what isn't. Somebody needs to write the book. I think that would be a good idea. I can't do that, but for any of you guys that are looking for something to do, and I think that is something that is definitely highly needed. Terms you grew up with might not be okay. They might not have ever been okay. And so when, you know, we had names to describe, maybe that's what's going on. When we were younger, we had descriptive names for everything, like a bastard. A bastard was somebody born out of wedlock. A couple who wasn't married, and the kid was born, they were a bastard. In this day and age, we don't care if your parents were married or not. You're born. You're a human being. We love you. It doesn't matter. And so, back in the day, there were always terms. And society mandated that there were terms. You see? You know, it was almost, I mean, I'm trying to think back to what they had to do with Ellis Island, like with my family. But they had to describe their nationality. They had to give their gender. You know, are you a boy? Are you a girl? Are you male? Are you female? Are you Jewish? Are you German? What's your answer? What's your background? Where are you from? These are things that society kind of mandated that we have descriptives for. And as my memory is jogging even more, I remember in school, I don't know if you guys did this, and I went to 12 different schools, but one of the schools, they made us sit there and write out all our connectors. So, and who we were first. You know, so a lot of us put, well, we're an American, and then we're white, or we're black, and then we're Jewish, or some people put, well, I'm Catholic, and, or I'm American, and then I'm Catholic, or, and then I'm white, or, you know, we had to put down our descriptors, and then we had to rate them as who we identify as. And that was just a normal thing. And you didn't have as many mixed race back then, but I'm not sure what they would have written. You know, do they identify as black? Do they identify as Hispanic? Do they identify as white? I think Halle Berry had been asked that question years ago. There was somebody whose mother was white and father was black, and they asked, how do you identify? And I thought that was an odd question because I'm like, why do you have to choose? But that's why there was the term mulatto. Well, mulatto means you come from a white, one white parent and a black parent. So I think these terms are becoming obsolete. I don't know if that term is why you're getting into trouble or you have to go to HR. Maybe you have to go to HR because you're getting a raise for something. Maybe it has nothing to do with this. But my guess is it might not have been the term you used, but the fact that you brought it up. That seems to be the biggest thing right now. Companies, universities, schools, churches, everybody is scrambling right now as to how to not get themselves in trouble in this day and age. I'm hearing more and more that universities are cracking down on students using he or she in the vernacular with their reports or thesis or papers. And they're really pushing gender neutral. So I don't even know if they're allowed to use it. Maybe they're using the term they. I remember getting in trouble in school. I was in honors English class, and I wasn't sure of the gender of the character. And so I wrote, and they said this. And I got in trouble. Because they go, they, that's plural. And I go, I don't want to use it. They go, well, put he or she. It's either a male or female. And, you know, so now I think we're going to, no, use they. I am of the, if I could take a platform, if I could, you know, give my position is, I don't care how we progress in this world, but get everybody up to speed and quickly before everybody gets sued and gets in trouble. And, you know, I think we have a lot of scrambling. I think there's a lot of people that they got the memo, but they still don't, they don't really get the memo, you know? Like, when I was growing up years ago, you would say people of the Orient or Oriental. And then in the 80s and 90s, we learned, no, you have to say Asian. Well, I heard recently that somebody asked if they made a comment about the Asians in the class being smart. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't bring up an ethnicity, even if you're complimenting them. And so once we identify what we're supposed to do, we could then teach it. I think people are hearing, okay, well, and we all know there's some real, real bad words that we don't say. I think we did a great job of educating people on that. I think the average person knows not to say some real, real, you know, bad words. The K words for Jews, the N word, the, you know, there's a lot of bad words out there. So I think we've done a good job with that. However, you have a lot of people getting into trouble or, you know, running into problems because of certain things that they're saying. Same thing when it comes to sexual harassment and, you know, dirty jokes. You know, people like to, you know, come in on Monday and tell them about the comedian or the YouTube video or the TV show they saw over the weekend. You know, I can't wait to see that movie Tag. And my guess is that movie Tag is going to have some improper language. Deadpool 2. I saw Deadpool 2. I couldn't really talk about it at work. And everybody's like, well, boo-hoo. Well, that's a little different from what I'm used to. I'm used to seeing a movie and then talking to my friends. But if it's at work, no, don't go there. And so we need this broken down. And I've seen what a lot of employers give their employees in terms of training. I've been watching these videos. They're nice, but they don't hammer home the point as well as I think it should. So good luck, Keon. 1-877-DUCK-DOWN. Don't go away.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the backseat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, independent pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.